And welcome in Trailblazers courtside here on this Monday night. The day and days are rapidly approaching. Mike Rice, you sent me a text earlier today that said what?
17 days till the first TV and radio broadcast.
Wow.
Which is the first exhibition game.
Yeah.
And even sooner, to the start of training camp.
Yeah. October 1st is media day, I think, and October 2nd.
So next week, we'll be into it.
Next week?
Yeah. The next Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday.
Really?
Yes.
Monday is media day?
Yes. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Could be a rumor, but I think it's a good rumor.
I'm sure you're right.
I can substantiate it, I think.
I'm sure you're right. All right, coming up on the program tonight, this is the tip-off presented by Standard TV and Appliance. Nolan Smith, our good friend, will join us at 6:15. Of course, a lot of the Blazers have gotten here early and have been working out. We'll find out maybe some details about those workouts from Nolan Smith, a guy who looked very good for his limited play in Summer League before the injury. And then Bill Shonley, who was back at the Hall of Fame and had a great speech. We'll find out about his experience at the Hall at 6:35. He'll be in studio. So it's always nice to hear from the Shons. Nice to do it in person. And on the program tonight, you, Mike Rice, will give us your first depth chart for the Trailblazers.
Now, this is, I want to make it clear, this is mine.
Right.
This is not inside information on the Blazers front.
The opinions expressed on this program.
Right, right.
That really should precede a lot of things you say.
They're probably working on that as we speak.
A disclaimer that should have been put in.
We could run it as a crawl, as they call it, across the bottom of the screen.
I think what really is evident early in the show is that we've been together long enough that we all think along the same lines. We did not talk today about wearing red. Wearing red, and we all wore the beautiful red Comcast shirts.
It's about 43 degrees in the studio, so I put a little sweater vest on.
Yeah,
but I could always
when you're thin
it.
Like you are, you get colder easy.
I'm not the only one.
It looks like a communist holiday here today.
Yeah, it's a beautiful blazer color.
I didn't think that, of course, when I planned it. All right, Trailblazers courtside coming up right here on Comcast Sportsnet. And welcome to Trailblazers Courtside, broadcasting on Comcast Sportsnet on the Blazers radio network, including our flagship, KEX 1190 and 102.3, and streaming, of course, on trailblazers.com and trailblazers.tv. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice, Brian Wheeler with you tonight. Soon to be joined in the next segment, in fact, by Nolan Smith, Trailblazers point guard, who looked good in his limited time in Summer League. And then a little later on, 6:35, we'll be joined by the mayor of Rip City, Bill Shonley, who will talk about his recent appearance at the Basketball Hall of Fame. Coach Rice, you're looking rested and perhaps like you're ramping up toward the season beginning.
Yes, I'm, like the players, you have to get yourself mentally, your voice.
And what have you been doing?
I did podcasts today, by the way, at 12 to 1 with just Casey.
So is that kind of
Casey Holdall, and it started, I could feel my voice.
Really? Yes. Is that kind of a training camp for you?
Yes.
Do you use Casey as perhaps a spring training pitcher?
I'm going to be on Monday or Wednesday again at noon.
I'm on Friday with Sarah.
I'm on Wednesday with Sarah.
Oh, well.
See, we're all doing something.
And Tone was on today.
Was he?
Yeah. Which,
there you go. Obviously, TV is ramping up.
Those numbers aren't as great as just
probably
Casey.
Not. Probably not, yes.
Myself.
Yeah.
But it's not just Casey if you're on the show.
Well, that's what he calls it. So
is it ever just
that's
Casey?
That's a slap in the face.
Is it ever just Casey?
I told him it's a Blazer show. It should be just Casey and Blazer people.
And et al. Or something.
All right. So, fans,
which means and others, for those who don't know.
Et al does?
Et al, yes.
Huh. I always knew.
Didn't laugh. See, I knew you didn't.
No, I knew.
I learned that like a week ago, so I didn't know.
I always knew what it meant, but not exactly what it meant.
I throw it out there inappropriate.
I don't want to ask what it means because it'll sound dumb.
Right. Yeah,
are we ready for my depth chart?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, it's
already? Right off
et al and other things, too.
That's right. right. All right. Well, we have to start the program off tonight. And we shouldn't build these things up because it's always disappointing. No offense, Coach Rice. Nolan Smith coming up. But you've wanted a depth chart. Now, here's Rice's depth chart. For those of you watching on Comcast Sportsnet, this is how he turns in his
work. The actual depth chart.
The rest of us email or type things up. No, not Coach Rice. It's a yellow pad and a pen. It's actually a feather pen. It's a quill. He dips it in ink.
I'm glad they fixed it up with the now here's what I really turned.
All right. So take us through your depth chart the way you see it. You personally, you don't have any inside info.
No. Just my own eyes and, you know, which observations and things like that. Let's start off by saying there's a top four.
And you have some guys on here more than once, obviously, because they're going to play more than one position.
This is anybody that gets injured for the Blazers in the top four, the Blazers really don't have replacement material that would put them in the same position they are if the top four were in those positions. So it really is open for the number two man almost in every position.
And you have Dallas Lauderdale listed. You have Sasha Pavlovich. You have Adam Morrison. And, of course, those guys.
All 18 guys. In
all, it's a depth chart.
It's a good thing. Go ahead.
I don't lead people out. Even the guy from Moorhead, he's got a shot at making the team.
Okay.
The top 18. All right. The easiest would be the power forward in the center position. We have Freeland, I think, will start alongside LaMarcus.
Along with Batum, Matthews, and Lillard. That's your starting five.
That's my starting five. That's a solid starting five. And I think Freeland, at the start, because of his passing ability, his outside shooting that will keep people from being double-teamed like LaMarcus Aldridge.
And he's got more experience.
Yes. And he's in the workouts, he's been physical enough.
You hear.
I hear. So I have him, but I think it's going to be Leonard, Hickson, and Freeland at that center position equal time probably. And they'll have LaMarcus Aldridge. But as you say, Wheels, don't ever tell him he's playing center.
Right.
Just he's power forward. That's why I just have him that. I have him way down on the center depth chart. But I think those three guys will get a lot of playing time at power forward and the center spot.
I notice you have Nolan Smith listed as a backup at shooting guard and at point guard.
Yeah, and I think Nolan Smith deserves it. We watched him two games in the summer league. He scored 27 in one of the games.
Yeah.
His work in the summer has been outstanding. He's been the hardest worker. Give him a on his forehead, a badge.
Because, gold star?
Yes, and that too. Because he has really worked. So I have him back up. Now, that could change if Ronnie Price, shows. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't really been in the early workouts. So he's behind Nolan Smith, who's probably done more work than anybody. So he's back up point and back up two. But as we know on the golf course, playing with Coach Stotts, he talked about Nicholas Batum being a backup two.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it,
we've
start of the
year. We've talked about that for a long time, but it has never happened.
Well, that's because Nate really didn't have the confidence to use Nicholas at the two. But as Coach Stotts said, he can defend the two. He can post up other twos. He does he shoots the outside shot like a two. He really is a two. But because you have Wesley Matthews penciled in as a starter and his work has been outstanding.
And because of the injury to Elliott Williams, all of a sudden it changes
it
things and opens up doors.
And Wesley Matthews' legs, for the first time in his career in Portland, his legs are 100%. He's dunking, taking one step and dunking two hands.
You hear.
It's going to. Yes.
You don't even have to say career in Portland. His career, his playing career in the NBA.
Yeah, in Utah also.
Solid.
His legs work. But he is really exploding now. He's worked on his ball handling. He's spin moving into the middle. I think the fans will see that he might be the most improved Blazer coming into the start of the year at the two guard.
Now, let me ask you about a guy that's very far down on your depth chart, and I know some people are hopeful that he might make a little bit of a splash. Adam Morrison, is it only because he is a training camp invitee?
Yeah, when you have to beat out, Adam Morrison has to beat out a guaranteed contract guy. in order to do that. Now, the Blazers would do that. If he had an outstanding camp, Adam Morrison, like he did in the Summer League, he averaged 20 a game in the Summer League and looked like a much improved Adam Morrison from early in his career, where he was really like Luke Babbitt, not quite sure how his, what his role was going to be with any team he played on. I think Luke Babbitt, if you look at the depth chart, I have him tie for second at the small forward position behind Nicholas. I have Luke Babbitt fourth as a power forward. I think he's improved from the Summer League till now as much as anybody except Wesley Matthews and Nolan Smith. So I think they're going to see a Luke Babbitt who really understands now when to shoot, when to score, and not always being indecisive about this. I think he is a key to this Blazer, along with J.J. Hickson. The two of them are keys. Yeah. J.J. Hickson and Luke Babbitt, I think they could change the whole look of what the Blazers do.
Because MB and I heard that Luke Babbitt had a day last week where he didn't miss a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what we heard.
Ditto that on Friday.
You heard that on Friday? Yeah.
Yes.
We have a lot of good sources.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Okay. We'll take a break. Nolan Smith, who we hear has been very good himself, will join us next on Trailblazers Courtside. Keep it right here. And welcome back, Trailblazers Courtside, here from our Rose Garden studios. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice, Brian Wheeler with you as training camp gets started next week, I guess.
We hear.
That's what we hear. And welcome back inside. We talked about the depth chart, and we talked about one guy who could have a big impact at the top of it at a couple of positions, because as we know, he can play more than one position, and that is the one, the only, Nolan Smith. Smitty, how are you?
How are you?
Thanks for retweeting the fact that you were going to be on the show tonight. I know all your followers, your 75,000 followers, I'm sure, lined up and got online and are watching.
Oh, yes, sir. I want everybody listening. Yo.
What's it been like getting the team back as early as they have been? I mean, in your first year, of course, there was a lockout, and so the training camp was so condensed and so packed and so rushed. This has to feel much, much better, and the process of preparing for a season is somewhat regular this year.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great experience. I'm happy to be going through a real training camp this year. And, you know, just our chemistry just feels so special right now. You know, we're a young team, and we needed to get back. You know, we've been working out, playing pickup, you know, really getting after each other. But, you know, like I said, just our relationships and our chemistry heading into training camp is where it needs to be, and we're all, you know, ready to work.
How much have you improved from last year at this time to this year at this time in your own playing, in your own mind?
Oh, I've improved so much. You know, I take pride in my summer times to get better. You know, when a lot of guys take time off and, you know, go on vacation, you know, after last year, so the season ended, you know, I was, you know, disappointed with the way it went for myself personally and for the team. But personally, you know, I got right back in the gym and I was ready to work. So, you know, especially right now, I feel like I'm playing great basketball, and I'm ready to just help the Blazers win by any means necessary.
You know, at the end of last year, you know, there was talk about who was going to be the coach and everything, but it seems this coaching staff really has their act together. They know where they want to go. How do you look at the new coaching staff?
Oh, they've been great. They've been great and a lot of fun to be around, and then being in the gym working with them. You know, they've been eager to work just as much as we have been, and, you know, they know what they want. Every single day we're working on, you know, getting shots at us, you know, our offense, things that we're going to do during the season. And, you know, they're giving it to us in a way that, you know, excites all of us. They're all ready to just, you know, listen and, you know, do what they tell us to do so we can win some games.
Mike mentioned, Nolan, your mind. And before the start of Summer League, you were very candid in some public comments about the fact that you were working on gaining a lot of your confidence back, and that you had gone back to Duke and had some conversations with your college coach, Mike Krzyzewski. Can you talk about that level of improvement. Obviously, we'll be able to visibly see the physical changes and the improvements that you'll make in that respect. But the improvements that you wanted to make from a confidence standpoint, what exactly have you done to bring those about?
Mentally, I feel great. I feel aggressive. You know, when I get between those lines, you know, off the court, I'm still the same Nolan. You know, Coach K, he didn't tell me to change anything about who I am. But just when I step between those lines, you know, I know I'm good. I know I can help the Blazers win. I know I can help L.A., West, and Nick and those guys. Everybody's going to be on the court. And, you know, that's the main thing. I know that. And I'm playing like it. I'm being aggressive. I'm being who I am as a player. I can score the ball. I can make plays. I can pass. And I think as long as I keep that mentality, you know, every single game and every single practice throughout this year, it's going to be a great year for me personally. And obviously, once I do that, you know, it's going to be a great year for the Blazers.
You know, you got off to such a great start in Summer League, and we talked about the importance of Summer League, and we saw that little bit of edge and the aggressiveness, and then you take the blow, and you go down, and you get knocked out for the rest of Summer League. And we hear so much about concussions these days.
Yeah.
I know that it was a tough following week. You had to be in a room with the lights off and the curtains drawn and whatnot. Have they continue to check you out? Have you had anything that's hung over from that concussion, or are you 100% and it's not even on your mind anymore?
Oh, I feel great. No more headaches. You know, concussions aren't fun. You know, that's my second one, but I feel great now. I got cleared, I guess, probably about a month ago now. I've been, you know, back in full swing of things, playing, full contact, and, you know, but, you know, those first two games with Summer League did a lot for me. You know, they did a lot for me mentally, and, you know, pretty much it was kind of good. You know, I did what I needed to do mentally in those two games to you know, give myself the confidence heading into the season, so. And I wish I would have played more to play alongside Damian and, you know, show the Blazers some more fun like we did in that Houston game. But, you know, those two games, you know, really gave me the confidence and, you know, showed me a lot, you know, about what I needed to head into the season.
Now, where do you feel more comfortable? Playing at the two-guard spot with Lillard.
That's right.
Lillian.
Sure, you'll get it.
That's his sister.
Or, his parents wouldn't do that to her.
Or do you feel comfortable at the point guard spot backing up Lillard?
I actually feel comfortable at both right now. You know, I've been playing the one and pick up games against him, you know, coming off screens, making plays for myself and for my teammates. And you know, at the same time, I know that when I get on that wing alongside of him, you know, that's when, you know, I'm even freer. You know, I get to just run the court, you know, and just think about putting that ball through the hole. So, you know, wherever they feel like, you know, I can, you know, help the team best, you know, is where I'm going to feel comfortable. And, you know, I just want to be on the court.
You know, I can help you out. I noticed today that Nicholas has 133,000 followers on Twitter. And I could possibly loan you a few if you needed to catch up to him.
I definitely do. I need you to shout me out so I can borrow some of your followers.
Yes.
N.Smitty. Right?
Yes.
At N.Smitty, is he?
At N.Smitty, yes. Right. I need to catch up to some of these guys.
But you're like at 76,000, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm okay. Right there. I think after a couple big games this year, I think it'll go to catch up to them.
Or you could help me out.
Well, I was going to say, when he wore the Mike and Mike shirt in San Antonio last year, and that was good for all of us.
At Mike Rice 6.
I see.
If you want to loan me a few, it's all right.
That's probably what's going to happen.
I have that shirt at the top of my drawer. I'm gonna wear it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Nolan, MB was talking about the concussion that you suffered, and I know there's varying degrees of severity of concussions and so forth, and in sports in general, we're learning much more about them and how to treat them and how to handle things afterwards. And you hear stories about sometimes somebody suffering a concussion and then maybe not remembering the events leading up to it, or maybe the events immediately afterwards. I mean, did you have any issues with that in terms of having people have to tell you maybe some things that surrounded the incident in that Summer League game?
I had a pretty good feel of what had happened, but, you know, bits and pieces weren't there. You know, like, you know, probably like the first 5 minutes, I didn't remember getting treachered off the court until I saw the video of it. And then I finally, you know, snapped back and started remembering things once I got into the ambulance. So, you know, I definitely wish I didn't have to scare everybody and get in the ambulance, wheelchairs or stretchered off the court. You know, I wish I could have walked off, but you know, I definitely didn't remember that part.
Now, so far in your pickup games and everything like that, what Blazer do you think helped himself the most this summer? And what Blazer will help during the season that maybe the fans weren't expecting the guy to?
I think Wesley Matthews. You know, yeah. I think he obviously had a great summer. And wherever he's from in Milwaukee, you know, he was somewhere over there in Milwaukee, you know, really working hard. And you can tell he looks like he's in great shape.
Yeah.
And he's looking athletic. He's shooting the ball tremendously great. And, you know, he's definitely stood out the most. And, you know, he's excited for him to get back and, you know, keep it going.
Smitty, we appreciate it very much. Continued good luck to you as training camp comes near. And I know you guys are all chomping at the bit, ready to roll. So we appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me on.
All right, Nolan Smith, our guest on Trailblazers Courtside. Still to come, a segment away or so. We're gonna make you wait for it. Bill Shonley, Hall of Famer Bill Shonley, will join us on Set Live here on Trailblazers Courtside, broadcasting on Comcast Sportsnet, the Blazers Radio Network, and Trailblazers.com. All right, Bill Shonley coming up next segment on Trailblazers Courtside. I want to remind you on October 1st, which is Monday, individual game tickets go on sale, Coach Rice.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so big games, of course, the opening night game against the Lakers. You're going to get the Heat, Celtics, more, and those will go fast. So they start at noon is when they go on sale Monday on Trailblazers.com, 2 p.m. at all the ticket outlets. So call 503-797-9600 for details. And by the way, the Wells Fargo Fan Fest, yes, I've been asked a lot about that, is back this year. It's on October 21st. Doors open at 5 p.m. Of course, that's free. You can get the free pass at Oregon and Southwest Washington Wells Fargo stores, or you can just show your Wells Fargo card at the door. That's always a fun thing.
You know, two big
scrimmage
things.
Starts at 6, doors open at 5.
Isn't it a bank and not a store?
I think I've heard both.
I'm just reading what it
branch.
Oh, okay.
But two big things have happened on this date in Trailblazer history. One is the birthday of the Trailblazers' outstanding strength and conditioning coach, Bobby Medina, who turned 61 today.
Oh.
Doesn't look 61, does he?
Good Lord.
That's because he isn't, really. But, no, it is his birthday today. And it is the 18th wedding anniversary of Rich and Debbie Patterson.
Wow.
And to show the dedication of the captain that he is here working on his wedding.
Oh, so is Deb.
Oh, and Debbie, well, there you go.
There you
go. It's the family that works together, marries better, together, plays together, the whole
better thing. Anniversary date than right there.
Absolutely. Yeah, a date with us. On
and a little dinner back. Look at that. You got some, what, is that dinner back there, Rich? What's on the deck? Oh, I thought there was
oh, he spares no expense.
That is a slice of cake or something.
Spares no expense.
And it's Barb Clemens' birthday.
And Barb Clemens, too.
Yeah.
She's 61.
No. She's all right in her 80s.
Oh, okay.
And before we take the break here and get ready for Sean's, we got to update a story from last week.
Yeah.
Last week, of course, mere hours before the program started, Wheels had connected with his birth parents. Never had talked to him before. Talked to him a week ago tonight, and you've talked to him again, yesterday? And give us a quick up-to-date version of this.
I had to leave a voicemail, and I thought they were maybe dodging me already. But
Change the number.
Don't answer that phone the last time you picked it up. You know what happened.
So optimistic about it.
Right.
50 years we dodged the guy, and now he'll never leave us alone. But no, we had a great conversation with birth mom Barbara, and she and birth dad Hugh have given the news to daughter Bridget, and so they're all excited. They said they're all in. So
now,
I think
pretty
in a couple
soon,
of weekends,
you'll just call them mom and dad, right?
I don't know. That's interesting. Right. I mentioned that in my blog on Trailblazers.com, whether I call them that or not, that they are, obviously. So I'm going to go see them in a couple of weekends and do it before the start of the season. But it appears that they're as anxious to move forward as I am to have a relationship.
Now, remember,
it's been great.
Good.
7 days from now is the first media day. So
yes. And so I think we'll it'll probably be after media day, before the first preseason game.
Right. Do we have a day off in Chicago this year? I haven't looked.
They won't be in Chicago. They are big golfers, and they're going to be in Texas for about 3 months in the winter. They don't.
Well, we do
Chicago
play
winters, and I said
multiple
I said
times.
3 months. Yeah, we'll be there.
We do have a day off in Chicago.
Do we again?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not such a bad thing.
It's nice. But I can see other family potentially in Chicago. I mean, you know, because they have extended
family. Right. You got extended family. You
they have six generations of people in this family, so there's a lot of people to choose from. So, so we'll see.
But Christmas time, you're.
Yeah, there's a lot of birthdays to make up for, and Mother's Days and Father's Days.
You got that.
But me too, of course.
I was going to say, you'll get some of that too. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the mayor of Rip City, Bill Shonley, will join us on set live on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Welcome back, Trailblazers Courtside. Sean's going from distance. He went glass.
Oh, whoops. Okay. Oh, corner jump.
That's awful. Corner.
You know what his new phase will be?
No.
Air ball,
yeah.
I thought he had a better shot than that.
I'd rather make my free throws.
Yeah, right. That's, hey.
And he wouldn't be taking those from the side, so, you know.
Right.
Oh, ooh,
somebody
got
impaled on the rim.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Trailblazers Courtside. Happy to be joined. We aren't joined enough by the Shons. I don't know what's going on. Who's in charge here?
He can sit in for me next week if he likes.
No, he's in for me.
No,
I was going to break the news. Look at him.
I'm happy.
Pulled the fire alarm. Shons, congratulations. Yeah. I've seen you since your Hall of Fame.
But and I appreciate your comments.
You didn't hear about the red shirts tonight?
Nobody has told me anything.
Okay. Usually he's dressed better than all of us.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's always the way it is.
They don't tell me.
Give us an idea of what it was like to, you know, we saw the speech and you know, everything else. But from your perspective, what was it like to go back to the place, Hall of Fame? You know, you worked in the league for so many years, contributed so much, and then to be, you know, you've obviously feel you've been given back a lot of stuff. But this has got to be top of the charts.
It was an awesome experience, Mike. Just to be there and go into the hall, it's been a long, long time since I've been back in Springfield. Years ago, we played a Hall of Fame exhibition game there, the first year that Jack Ramsey was here, our championship year, as a matter of fact. And it was the old building, and it was very, very nice, but it is delightful. The history of basketball, that's what it's about. From Dr. Naismith, the peach basket is up on the wall, and all the different things that they have acquired over the years in basketball, let alone the NBA, college, high school, women's basketball.
Everything.
It's all there. And if you ever have the opportunity to go there, do so. And that particular weekend, everybody, it seems, that was in the NBA many, many years ago, and up to the present time, they were all there. And it's the one time of the year where you're not adversaries anymore. You're not franchises. You're all one for basketball. And the stories and the camaraderie and the friendship and the hugs, that was truly a great experience. And then to be honored to go into the hall for one of my favorite broadcasters of all time, Kurt Gowdy, and to be honored with his award, that was tops.
Of all the celebrities that were there, was there one or two that really stood out where everyone, when they walked into the room, everybody said, there's such and such a person?
Well, Magic, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And Larry Bird.
Yeah.
LeBron James had, you know, he walked in at the last minute on the second night.
There was some talk going around when he walked in.
Dr. J probably was the number one guy.
Oh, is that right, huh?
He is so distinguished looking down with his white hair. And we had a nice time. I reminded him of 76, 77. He said, Shons, don't remind me of that.
To no great surprise,
no.
Your speech was tremendously eloquent.
And it's on trailblazers.com, by the way.
Yeah, and I know that, and you joked about the fact that they tried to put a time limit, but Bill Walton had told you not to worry about that. But I'm curious, how easy or difficult was it to frame the words that you wanted to say, knowing the time that you had, and obviously wanting to get in certain things, I'm sure. Yeah. And then as you were putting it together, was it an easy speech to write? You've written many in your day.
It was almost last minute. Wheels, as a matter of fact, when Dottie and I were flying back on a particular day to get to Springfield, she said, "What about your speech?" I said, "Well, I haven't written it yet." So I took a little snooze. It was a long flight.
Usually don't do.
No, I know that. That's true. But and I was a little sleepy, so I took about, 15-minute little nap. And I got up, and I got the paper out, and I started to write little notes and things like that. Now, I didn't get everything in that I wanted to, but you mentioned Walton. He told me before the game, and we talk a lot. He had his hands in my shoulders. He said, "Shuns, you are now a Hall of Famer, and I don't care what time limit they give you up there. You can talk as long as you want."
No surprise.
So I started, it was great that way. But I tried to get everything in, the feel of the game, the accolades that they had for me at the time, and the Kurt Gowdy Award, what a great broadcaster he was, and how I tried to emulate that, like many of the old-timers did, actually tell the story of the game. Because each and every night out, every afternoon, whenever, or whatever event you're broadcasting, I always try to do that for the one listener that was out there.
You always made it sound, and I obviously have told this story, and I'm like many others in this area who grew up listening to you, but you always made it sound big. Everything was bigger, and that's when you got a guy who knows how to frame it. It was always the Trailblazers satellite radio network. It's always something. You'd add words to things, and it wasn't embellishing. It just made it sound really big, and you'd start with National Basketball. It was never just the NBA, and it was never just 1970. It was 1900, and everything was big with you. And I loved that, because when you're listening, and back then, of course, most of them were on. There wasn't as many TV games, and
no, well, radio was the big thing. Still at that time when
right,
we started.
And everything was kids too, you're sitting and you're imagining in theater of the mind, as we always talk about it.
Yeah.
It was always so big, and
yeah,
you were such a big part of making it big.
You know the biggest thing he did?
Take care of you every night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, did I ever.
He carried me for years. So that in itself put him in the Hall of Fame.
And I thought about it, the night that you were back there, I was taking your place and doing the Maurice Lucas benefit for his foundation, and Jack Ramsey, of course, was here. And as I'm talking to Jack Ramsey, who was at our table, then I'm thinking about you back there, and I mentioned you when I got up, and I was reminded of I loved the pregame coach talks you always had with Dr. Jack, because he was so eloquent.
Your thoughts, me such a bad time about that.
The coaches' segments, and we do them on TV and we do them on radio, the ones with you and Dr. Jack back in the day, those were terrific segments. He was so good.
And to go into the hall to follow some of the great broadcasters that we all know, Kurt Gowdy to begin with, I've got a list here, and they're not all of them. Marv Albert, the great Chick Hearn. Johnny Most, Marty Glickman, who for years was the New York Knicks
just died broadcaster. A couple months ago, right?
I believe he did, yes. Bob Costas, Dick Enberg, Bob Wolf. Remember Bob Wolf came from the Washington, D.C. area. He did the baseball for the old Washington Senators, but he was in New York for a long time, did boxing and the Knicks basketball games. And then our good friends Joe Tate, Al McCoy, Dick Vitale, and go right on down the line. To me, to be in that category is sensational.
And as you pointed out, it's not just the NBA Hall of Fame. We're talking about the Basketball Hall.
Yes, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Right,
that's what the whole affair is about. You've got to go back and see it. Inside, if you come down the street and you see the hall, there's a huge basketball there. That is the entrance to the latest edition of the Hall of Fame. And you go through there, and the pictures, and all of that is a great broadcast area, great media area, and you can spend 2 hours to 2.5 hours in there and have a delightful time.
Blazers represented well in the hall?
Blazers are represented, absolutely, as all the teams, and the Dream Team extravaganzas and women's basketball. It was great.
It was not, you know, that would have been enough for most people to have an eventful week. But your week continued with honors, the Tom McCall Award here locally. Somebody that I know you were very familiar with during his time in office. Talk about that prestigious.
Well, I had no idea at the time that that was going to happen, but the Oregon Association of Broadcasters, they have their awards banquet and seminar each and every year. They have a scholarship in my name for some young person that would want to get into the writing department or radio or television and down the line. All of a sudden, now they say I'm the winner of the Tom McCall Award. Well, over the years, going to those meetings and things, that was one of the top awards of all time. Tom McCall, our former governor, was a sports writer and an SID. For instance, he was Lewis and Clark's first SID.
How about that?
And he got into
the governor was.
The governor was. He got into radio and television in the old days, KGW TV and all that gang. They were all there. And in the early days of the Blazers, when I came down from Seattle, Tom McCall was the governor here. And I'd be driving around town. I had Blazers on my license plate then, not like it
on that big Cadillac.
No, it wasn't. It was a nice car, Mike. But yeah. In fact, I don't remember what kind it was. But I'd be driving around. All of a sudden, I hear toot, 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 toot. And here become this car, get up next to me, and it would be Tom McCall. Anyway, toot, toot. Yeah. And not too many months before he died, I was in the hospital for my heart attack or my open heart surgery at the time, and he was on a different floor. Made arrangements to go up to see him. We spent over an hour, just the two of us, in his hospital room, and we bonded pretty good. So to have that honor, the Tom McCall Award, is very special.
Just like you bonded with Trailblazer fans over the years and continue to, Shawn. We appreciate it. Congratulations once again. Very, very well deserved, and we're proud of you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bill Shonley, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. We'll take a break and continue with more right after this. All right, the producer of this fine program is Adam Willis, Phil Beard, the director, Greg St. Martin on video, John McConnell in graphics, Corey Griffin audio, Brian Buckwalter, John Curry, of course, here on cameras. Happy birthday yesterday, Bruce Williams, our engineer, online coordinator Justin Multer, and the captain, Rich Patterson, of course, back in studio. So, who is he talking to back in the back? There you go, Rich. Sean's come through there a minute ago. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's bad down the hall.
What are they having a party back there?
Yeah, it's wedding anniversary.
Like it. They weren't. Even, it's
party. You didn't get the invite?
No, we didn't. We are working this evening.
I hope when you go in the Hall of Fame, you're as gracious as Sean's.
They called me, but they wanted that blue
wrong number.
Shirt that they didn't want me. They wanted that blue shirt that we wore.
Just hope that
ago.
The officials don't get to vote on that.
You know? Oh, that blue!
I love that blue. I'm wearing it next week.
Well, you got those baby eyes. Those
they're brown eyes. Oh. Well, I've only worked with you.
I never really looked.
Shirt's probably gold. Yeah. It's not even blue at all.
Didn't even know. That's all right. You've never looked me in the eyes. How would you know?
No, no.
That's not a problem.
Coach Rice, we mentioned that training camp is coming up on Tuesday. Media day is Monday. What are you looking forward to the most? We went through your depth chart earlier, position by position. What is the one thing that being around a little bit, talking to everybody, that is the biggest mystery in your mind that you want to see solved early in camp? You've talked about Terry Stotts and his staff, how you think it's very well organized. They've gotten the most out of this period when you can't
they
do
really
a whole
have.
Lot.
Yeah, probably more in my 22 years. I think this group has done more to get ready for a season, and they need it to do more simply because pieces, you have a rookie point guard who won't play like a rookie. I am, you know, each day that I – hear about him.
Yeah. Very good.
That was good.
caught myself. He knows when to shoot, when to pass. And because of that, the veterans, guys like Wesley Matthews and LaMarcus Aldridge and Nicholas and J.J. Hickson, they all have confidence in the guy that he'll do the right thing out in the court. And that's the big thing, getting this team's confidence up that this new coaching staff will lead them to victories. And because they have a young man, usually a rookie point guard, everyone, the veterans will go, oh, what do we have to – learning curve do we have to go through? But I think they have confidence in him and the way Nolan Smith is playing, and the and Nolan just talked about Wesley Matthews improving, and you can't be as sharp as LaMarcus Aldridge is early. So, you know, the only thing I fear is the depth department. How, you know, if you need to substitute, how will the substitutes fit in? We know it'll be a strong starting group, but, you know, you just hope J.J. Hickson and Luke Babbitt and some of those guys, because you didn't want to, Edmondson sign with the Timberwolves today. And, see, that's taking your future cap room. You know, you could go out and sign someone like him or a Mike Bibby, who's going to sign with somebody. But
or Michael Petras, who's still out there.
Yeah, Petras. Those are all guys that are going to be three-year contracts. How many more games would you win with any one of those three? That's the question. Maybe three, maybe four. And your young guys wouldn't get the playing time they need to develop for the future. So the Blazers are doing twofold. They have enough salary cap in the future to add one of those quality players. And their young guys that they have faith in will get enough playing time to improve. So by not adding some of those guys, your future looks much brighter.
Well, now, as intrigued as I am, though, about the training camp and some great storylines, I don't know that I've ever been more uncertain, though, as to what to expect of a season before a week before it starts. And that can be good and bad. But, when people say, well, what are the certainties? You know, other than LaMarcus Aldridge being an all-star, can you say with certainty that Nick Batum and Wesley Matthews are going to take the next step? Can you say with certainty that J.J. Hickson will play again?
I was with you up till about 2 weeks ago, and now I feel much better about this Blazer team. I really think they're in the category with Golden State, the Wolves, Utah, New Orleans, those teams that are right on the edge of making the playoffs. I think the Suns, the Rockets, and the Kings would have to overachieve to get into that bracket, and we know the other seven.
We'll talk more about that when we come back to wrap things up on this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. Stay tuned. Something, Curry, though, put that around your neck. There you go. All right, ready to wrap things up, our final segment of trip. Were you just ordering a pizza?
Yes, I have to eat.
I saw you on the phone. You were calling up.
Done far worse.
Now, why is it about the NBA? And I know that the obvious answer is there are fewer impact players. And I mean, because we were kind of watching some football during the break. And
yeah,
there are teams like Arizona, for instance, and maybe even Seattle after, tonight we'll find out, that really – nobody had pegged. Arizona, nobody had that.
No.
Don't say you did because
no,
you didn't.
No.
And we don't know yet. I mean, we're only a couple weeks in. But look very, very, very good and really are much better than expected. And you talk about the Blazers being, you think, better than a lot of people expect them to be. In the NBA, you don't often see big surprises like you can in football.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Because Joel Freeland, what the Seahawks went out, they got some defensive backs. They've got some linemen now on the defense, and they're surprising everyone with their defense like the Cardinals are. And I think the Blazers, because of Joel Freeland, because of J.J. Hickson, I think those two guys will add to the Blazers' scoring. And I think they'll make good decisions. So, and you need someone like Nolan Smith to step up or a Luke Babbitt. And I think they'll be right in the category of – now, I got my contenders, the Lakers, OKC, Clippers, Denver, Memphis, Spurs, and Dallas. And the other group that's right on the edge, Golden State, the Wolves, Utah Blazers, and New Orleans. So, you know, if the Blazers can get the defense going, and I think they'll be a much better defensive team this year than they were last year. I think Myers Leonard is very important that, you know, he keeps progressing like he is because he can rebound, and I think rebounding will be, you know, could be a problem, but he could solve that problem. So a guy like Myers Leonard would be also very important.
I'm just glad we're talking about specific things because at this time last year, we couldn't even mention names, right, let alone talk about games. But training camp is upon us.
And it's coming up, and we'll have the show next week, I understand, from maybe a little different location right here at the set. We don't know that yet. No, not my house.
You have a nice deck in it.
Rice's condo, where he's got the three-inch Joe Namath shag carpet, I understand. And mirrors on the ceiling.
And wild turkey.
Thanks for watching and listening. For Wheels and Rice, I'm Mike Barrett. Talk to you next week.